So I guess I know there hasn't been a whole lot of time to let it sink in yet, but how does that feel tonight?
Oh, it was huge. You know, to get it done in Game 6, we didn't want to go to that Game 7 tomorrow. So I'm just proud of all the guys, and it's great that we had that comeback in the third.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Third period was a lot different than the first and second period. What did you guys need to do to really shift gears?
I think in between periods in the second and the third, Chalker just came in and told us to calm down. Like, we're a team that can score goals. We scored goals all season, so we just had to calm down and kind of play our game and let it happen, and fortunately it did.
This whole series was really tight. One goal games, double overtime. Were you expecting that going in to be this much of a battle?
Well, playoff hockey is so much different from the regular season, so you got to be prepared to hold those one goal leads and play in those tight games, and I think our guys did a good job, and I think it'll help us further on down the line in the playoffs once we have more games like that.
Absolutely. So just your season as a whole, this has to be, you know, it's been a really good progression. Fucale keeps talking about how much this group is really coming together. Is that the feeling in the whole locker room?
I think we felt it almost from day one. We have a great group of guys. We all get along. There's no one that's like an outsider. So it's great to see us, you know, coming together now, and we're winning games in the playoffs as well. So we got a great group, and hopefully we can just kind of continue forward.
Absolutely. What was the? Can you describe it all, that feeling when that clock was ticking down? It was almost there, and you knew you had it.
I think it was with the final minute. David Pecan won three faceoffs clean back to our defenseman to clear it out and kind of keep us defensively sound and kept that lead. So it just felt great. You know, your heart's pumping. You want that clock to go down, and you're watching it. It's going slow. So it's just a great feeling.
Nothing like playoff hockey.
That's right.
you were kind of hiding behind the goal line there, and everything kind of happened in slow motion after that when you got in the box.
Actually, I tried to turn quick, and I realized that I didn't have an edge on my skate, so I was on my knees, and I got up, and all of a sudden I saw Willie Corrin, and he was staring right at me, waiting for me to get up, gave me a perfect pass, and I just had to corral it and make sure I put it in.
Yeah, looked good. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.